NPR News analyst Juan Williams is back with us for his Friday day-to-day interview. Juan, we're going to look ahead to the fall, but I'd like to begin by glancing back to Tuesday night and that speech that Senator Clinton gave to her supporters. Now, this week I spoke with a longtime Arkansas political insider who watched that speech on TV and said that you could see the reality of the campaign in the face of Bill Clinton that night, that he just looked devastated.
He did, and he was standing behind Senator Clinton on the stage in Indiana, and I think that it was theater, Alex. It was a political theater, and at one point, he reaches up and wipes away a tear, and if anything said that the insiders in the Clinton campaign thought that this was over, I think that was it. There was an era of finality because she failed to get the margin of victory she needed. She really needed to run it up in Indiana, and of course, the idea that she didn't come close in North Carolina means that she will not be able to make the argument to the superdelegates that she is close or has a lead among popular votes. So it's very hard to imagine how she could possibly win at this point.
Okay, onward. Here is Senator Obama from that same night.
Yes, we know what's coming. I'm not naive. We've already seen it. The same names and labels they always pin on everyone who doesn't agree with all their ideas. The same efforts to distract us from the issues that affect our lives by pouncing on every gaffe and association and exploit our differences to turn us against each other for political gain, to slice and dice this country into red states, blue collar and white collar, white, black, brown, young, old, rich, poor.
Juan, even before I read this morning's Washington Post lead, you told me Senator Obama's campaign staff now really is shifting to the fall and Senator McCain, and it sure sounds like it in that speech.
Oh, it really does. And already what they're doing is planning that he's going to be making stops, not just in the remaining states where there are primaries to be held among the Democrats, but in what would be termed battleground states for the general election. And the words that you just heard there from Senator Obama are telling because they're all about trying to insulate him against attacks that might involve Reverend Jeremiah Wright, you know, his affiliation with William Ayers, who was a former Weather Underground activist. They're all now focused on that general election campaign.
Well, what about Senator McCain? He has had another week here where he's been pretty much out of the news. Once again, the attention on the Democrats who have a actual contest going on.
Well, he's been out of the news, but he hasn't been quiet. He's been making the case to the base of the Republican Party, the right wing, that he is their guy and that they should be supporting him and they need not worry that he's not conservative enough. He's been arguing that he would be just as tough in terms of nominating very conservative judges once he tries to secure that base, which has been slow to come to him and slow to give him money. Then I can imagine that he's going to try to reorient himself and run back to the center for the fall.
What was your most interesting political conversation of the week?
Well, you know, again, it has to do with Senator Clinton making this very difficult case in her desperate hour here that she wins the white vote. And for many people, they don't want to talk about this, but I think Senator Obama's only won the majority of white Democrats, Alex, in seven states. So Senator Clinton's case is those voters are going to be likely to become swing voters or stay home, not available to Senator Obama in the general election. It's a very difficult conversation because, in fact, she has statistics to back up this case. So in talking to the Obama and Clinton people about this, you just feel like you're on, you know, pins and needles because any moment anybody can stand up and shout racist. But that's the conversation, many conversations taking place this week around the campaign trail.
NPR News analyst Juan Williams with us from Washington. Juan, thank you again.
You're welcome, Alex.